we see an individual that was a micromanager in more ways, I think, than we had previously understood.
The documents released today also reveal bin Laden's order to assassinate President Obama and not target Vice President Biden because, quote, Biden is totally unprepared for that post, which will lead the U.S. into a crisis, unquote. But it was a plot that never happened, and it's not clear that bin Laden's orders were even being followed.
I'm reminded of the final days of Adolf Hitler in the bunker in Berlin when he was giving orders for divisions and armies to be moved around, and those divisions and armies didn't exist.
The documents paint a portrait of a frustrated leader, afraid to move out of his Abbottabad compound because of U.S. drones, and obsessed with TV news coverage of him and his Al-Qaeda network. We need to understand that a huge part of the battle is the media, bin Laden wrote.
He was a somewhat pathetic old man, out of touch with reality. But the organizations that he spun off, like the groups in Yemen, they are still a threat.
In fact, just today, Al-Qaeda began to urge its followers to attack the U.S. in a new and troubling kind of method, by setting off forest fires. The terror group's online magazine provided detailed instructions on how to build a so-called ember bomb and where to place it in a hot and dry forest. Instructions that experts say were quite accurate.
I think we need to take that very serious. And throughout the United States, we are in fire-prone areas.
So they're talking about wildfires, but go back for a minute to that poison plot. Any sign it's ongoing?
Well, in this same Inspire magazine edition that's just come out, there are references to a sort of a justification for using poison, biological, and chemical weapons. So something seems to be cooking, according to U.S. authorities.
Following up on the poison. Okay, thank you so much, Brian. And now... All-